Hi, I'm Daniel Lukic.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bonantonio. Welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Chefy.
Daniel, how you doing?
I'm fabulous like you, Chefy. And another week, another recipes that we want to share to the world.
Absolutely. We're going to share our nice book here with the nice, beautiful recipe. Here we go.
Yes. Food 101, Volume 12, people.
Absolutely.
Italian cuisine. But, Chefy, before we go on, we are inviting you to visit our official website for Food 101 Podcast. It's www.food101.ca. People, you're going to learn a lot on this website. You're going to learn about how to make beef consomme. What else? What else? What we did? The five varieties of consomme, the different types of soup, the dessert sauce. Yes, please do visit this website because it really helps you. If you are aspiring to be a cook, or even you are not aspiring, if you are professionally cooking already, this website will give you refresh your mind. What are you doing in the kitchen?
Absolutely.
Yes, and Chefy, before we go on, usually we shout out our listeners in the middle of our discussion, but now in the beginning of discussion, so let's see where we are number one today, Chefy.
Okay,
let's see. This is Chefy. This is our daily ranks, not the 30 ranks, not 30 days rank. This is our daily ranks. Imagine daily ranks. So, Chefy, let's shout out to the people listening in.
What, Canada?
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Canada.
14. Jordan 25, Nigeria 33, Malta 42, Luxembourg 104, Singapore 187, Finland 191, Czech Republic 223. And yes. I did without my glasses. Can you believe that?
Good job, Chefy. Good job. Imagine. you also level up, yeah? So, thank you for supporting this podcast because, as we said, this podcast is created to empower food, food, food. And thank you so much again for supporting us because we're going to do this every week and week and week and years to come.
Absolutely.
So, Chefy, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I was thinking, what we don't talk about the focaccia, because we have one section of the book talking about bread, you know, we're talking about grissini, we're talking about ciabatta bread, and we talked already before on our podcast, you know. So I was thinking, why we didn't talk about focaccia today, and maybe how we can use the focaccia in the kitchen, you know?
Yes.
You know, so nice. And be honest with you, my wife make a better focaccia than me.
Oh.
Yeah, but
that's
she has
awesome. That awesome, Chefy. A Japanese woman better than chef.
No, she shocked me. I was so shocked when she made it forget. It was so good.
Surprise. Yes.
No.
Secret.
No, she's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk about focaccia. You know, focaccia, you can find it in our book, eh, guys? Here we go.
Yes.
Focaccia, you know, all the recipe and everything. Nice, beautiful book. Okay, so let's talk about focaccia. Focaccia, what we need for the focaccia, you need a few little things, okay? All-purpose flour, salt, yeast, water, you know, olive oil, coarse salt on top, fresh rosemary, and lots of love.
That's true. Lots of love.
You know, there's so many different recipes in how to make a focaccia. You know, so in on the net you can find anything, you know. And sometimes I take a recipe, my old recipe, my old chef recipe, or my colleague recipe, and try to elaborate something together, you know, and to make something a little bit, you know, more a little bit different of focaccia, you know. But on the net, yeah, you can find anything, you know, and so simple way to make is there is some recipe that you can mix directly in the tray, and then after you bake it, that's it, you know. But like, you know, it's something that, you know, that so nice to do at home, you know, especially when you get kids, you know, make it, you know, hands dirty, keeping them busy, you know, it worked for.
Yes.
But anyway, true. So you, for to make it the focaccia, you know, it's very simple, you know, you just start, you know, with the activate your yeast, you know, with the water, you know, and the yeast, a little bit sugar. Let it sit for a few minutes. After that, you just add your dry ingredient, you know, your flour. Just keep the salt at the end, because sometimes the salt gonna kill your yeast.
Yes.
If you put too early. So I always keep at the end. So at the end is the last few minutes when you mix the focaccia, I use the salt. And let's say you just mix with your flours and your yeast and a little bit of olive oil, mix everything, make a nice dough, you add the salt, finish mixing, and let it rest, you know, for a few hours, you know, or even overnight. Sometimes I make it the night before and I let it stay, especially here in Canada, it's a little bit cold, you know, so you can make it rest a little bit the time during the night, or even outside the fridge. But anyway, you know, you can keep it in the fridge, let it raise during the night, make the yeast work, do its job. You know, after that, in the morning, you take it out, you make it raise again outside, you know, and, you know, give a little bit time. And, you know, when it's nice and fluffy, you just, you know, press down with your finger and you make the classic hole on the dough. And then you spread it with the olive oil, and my secret is a little bit mixed with the water, olive oil water to put on top, you know, give, you know, the little bit steam with the water, and then still soft, keep the focaccia soft, and coarse salt on top, fresh rosemary, boom, in the oven, no problem. And usually we put a 400 Fahrenheit, so 200 degrees Celsius, I think, about.
Yes.
100, yeah, Celsius. 15, 20, depends on the size that you're going to make, you know, if it's small, it's big. So if it's small, it's going to take less time, but if it's big, you make more dough, and then it's going to take a little bit more time.
Yes. The more bigger it is, the more time.
Yeah. It's not difficult to make focaccia, and then what are you going to do with the focaccia? That's a good thing. What?
Yes.
You can eat like this, of course, you know, you just got it. You know, you can make a flavor focaccia. You can add cherry tomato inside. You can add cheddar cheese inside, you know, inside the dough. So you can mix it when you cut it when it's hot, you still got the cheese melting, you know, in your mind. You can create your own focaccia. You know, my wife, she made the other day cream cheese and dill and cheddar cheese focaccia. It was unbelievable. I was jealous that she got that recipe.
And I said, can you handle it?
She just used whatever, you know, she find, you know, oh, let me try this one. So she tried. So that's a good thing about to make, you know, this kind of, you know, recipe at home. It's so easy. You can add something new, like smoked salmon inside the focaccia. Or you can put on top of two. But we go there after. You know, how to elaborate the focaccia. And then that's it. And then after that, you know, you can make your own. And you can try different flavors, you know, with vegetarian, with cream cheese or regular cheese or even meat inside. Why not?
Yes.
You know, the salame, prosciutto, or roast beef, who knows? You know, you can try everything.
Yes.
And then there is the classic white focaccia that you cut it in half. Of course, you make a nice sandwich, you know, like Italian-style sandwich, Italian focaccia sandwich. And you load it with prosciutto, with the mortadella, with nice slice, nice Asiago cheese, you know, a little bit lettuce on it, some sliced tomato, fresh onion. There we go. You can make a nice sandwich. Why not?
Yes. Why not? People, focaccia is one of the famous bread in Italy and all over the world. And you can choose which one you can make, or variation of different variation of focaccia. So as chef saying that we can do like vegetarian or lactose free, or it suit wherever your body like you have allergy of gluten. We have a gluten-free focaccia, right, Chefy?
Yeah, there is a gluten-free flour. You can use it. Why not?
Why not?
Absolutely. There is so many different kind of flour, you know, at the store that it's gluten-free that you can use.
Yes.
You can use rice flour, corn flour, you know, different kind.
Yes. Almond flour, the expensive one.
Almond, I don't know how much is going to work out with the focaccia. But, you know, if you mix with a different one, like almond and rice or something, you know, you need a little bit. I think almond is going to be a little bit heavy to mix to make, you know, raise as a focaccia. But eventually you can find other kind of focaccia that you can mix with the almond. You know, so that's make a difference. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, people, but before we go on, Chefy, I want to invite you to listen to my other podcast, Movie 101 Review, on my 4th season 2. So please do listen to my latest episode. We interviewed one of the executive producer of Hope Studios, and they are producing one of these one-of-a-kind movies called Huffle, The Huffle by Kyle Pertbury. He's award-winning Emmy director from Australia. So please do listen, The Huffle by Kyle Pertbury. And it will be shown this coming April 13. So let's support them, The Huffle people. And of course, Chefy, I have a new book coming. So I just want to promote my new fantasy book called, where is my fantasy book? please do grab a copy of my latest fantasy novel, people. I'm now writing my fantasy novels, Echoes of the Unseen, Journey Through the Hidden Realms. So please do grab a copy, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Chefy, let's talk about, again, let's continue talking about focaccia. So, Where can I put focaccia in the menu?
Oh, in the menu? Well, there is so many things that you can do with the focaccia. Okay, you can make a crostini. Dice it, you make as a crouton for the salad, eventually. You can slice, you can use as a crostini for the soup, you know, to nice and crunchy, you know. You can, of course, like I said before, you can make a sandwich. You can make a little square sandwich as an appetizer for a cocktail party, or, you know, you can make a little fancy on it with a little olives on and, you know, on the peak. You know, you can, you know, use a little bit, a nice touch, you know, professional touch on it. And for the main, you can use as a stuffing a long time ago, we talked about the turkey stuffing, you know? And I was using the focaccia for the turkey stuffing. Yes. So,
definitely.
You know, there is many, many ways to use it. But I think once you cook, it come out from the oven, doesn't have too much time to finish, to make another dish with that. Because, you know, in my house, they're going to finish right away in 2 minutes. You don't have time to use for something else, you know. Usually, with the leftover, you can, of course, absolutely, you can use for a stuffing. No problem. You can do a chicken stuffing. You can do a turkey stuffing. You can even stuff the butterfly a salmon stuffed with bread and shrimp or something like that. You know, spinach and bread or spinach and ricotta cheese and focaccia stuff. There's so many ways to how to use the, you know, but I think once you start and you make a crostini as a snack too for the kids, or you know, for you know, I don't think it's gonna last up to the to the stuffing.
It will not last. Yes, it's just like a 5 minutes and it's gone.
You can finish. You can use for breadcrumbs. Okay, you can make panko with that.
Oh yes, panko or pudding.
It doesn't last long.
Yes. So, Safi, do you think focaccia can be anywhere in the menu? Can be dessert? Oh, yes, can be appetizer?
Yeah, I think this course? Is it's classic. You can use for everything. You know, it's useful for everything. Yes. Dessert.
Tiramisu.
Focaccia. No, but. You know, there is in Japan they make well, French mousse, I think it's the baguette and the glass with the butter and sugar. The I don't remember the name, but it's and then the bake is so good. Lask, I think maybe anyway, I don't remember it now. But eventually, mm-hmm. No, you can brush with the butter and the sugar, and maybe you can finish toss again in the oven, and why not? Maybe focaccia.
Why not? Yes. Like apple strudel style. Apple strudel focaccia. This is not bad, people.
No, but, you know, there is, you know, it's useful for many, many things. So, you know.
Yes. And we are encouraging people to experiment in the kitchen, because who knows, you are the one who are one of the best in the making, like doing this focaccia. It's been invented in the 19th century or 16th century, right, Safi?
Yes.
And until now, it's echoing for us. So don't afraid to experiment in the kitchen and share to the world, because what you are doing now, probably it will last until for your generations to come. So Safi, focaccia, which part in Italy have this famous in making focaccia?
Focaccia Genovese, it's one of the famous ones. You know, but each region's got different way how to make it, you know, and Bari, you got the Barese style, you know. If you go to Rome, we have something, you know, we make a thinner size kind of focaccia, but it's a pizza for us, you know. It's a kind of pizza bianca, it's a little bit taller than a regular pizza, but you know, so it's whatever you go in Italy, you're always going to find almost the same recipes, but each region or each city, they're going to change a little bit in their own way, or the way they was doing before the time, you know, before that. So it's you know, it's same product, but the end, but maybe it's a different a little bit different flavor all over the Italy. So it's nice to go around if you go in Italy and try this kind of, you know, different flavors. You know, it's so cool, you know, that we have in the same country the same recipe in different way.
Yes. Nice. So, Safi, in your region, Rome, right? Which specific recipe for focaccia you're doing?
I use a little bit. I take a little bit from everywhere. Like my good friend was a bakery, and he's a bakery, and he told me how to, you know, how to make a focaccia, you know, and but I took other recipe too, and I tried to assemble a little bit together to try to come out with something new and different, my way how to make the focaccia, you know. But usually I keep classic, you know, you use good flours, you know, for that, and I put some potato in, to make it nice and soft. And but if I want to make the Roman style, you know, it's going to be without potato, of course, but it's not going to be that tall like a focaccia. Mm. It's going to be thinner, but still soft and but a little bit crunchy on the side. So it's that's the difference, you know. Some people, like maybe my wife, she will like the focaccia soft, very soft. You know, many of my customers, they like, you know, maybe soft focaccia. But otherwise, yeah, you know, I like both way.
Both, yes, you know, soft and hard.
Sometimes when they come out nice and warm, you know, it's so nice to carry one big piece and, you know, stuff with the salami, prosciutto, bologna, or, you know, and then you just bite, you know, this soft.
Culatello.
Yeah, mortadella, yeah, of course.
My favorite, culatello.
You know, for us in Rome, it's a normal thing. You know, you just cut the pizza, put the filler up with the mortadella in. It's a classic.
Classic and traditional way of Italian people.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Chefy, let's promote our books. Please do grab a copy of our books, people.
It's an amazing book, guys. Please. Yes. Look at that. It's a simple, that's the most important thing, because we don't like to make things complicated.
Yes.
That's for sure. It's simple things to do that you can do at home, just follow the recipe, you know, and the ingredient, you got all the recipe. Okay. So it's all mixed, so because we didn't want to put in a different place, you know, first the appetizer, and now it's all mixed. Whatever you turn around, you got new stuff. You know, you think you're gonna get another pasta? No, you're gonna have a dessert after. You know, so it's that's a good thing. You know.
Yes.
And you know, we're gonna talk more about this because we want to show that, you know, that whatever we publicize, you know, it's you know, simple to do it and help you to cook easy at home and make you enjoy cooking. No, you know, some people don't cannot. It's too hard to cook, you know, it's stressful. What can I make tonight for dinner? Oh, look at that. Hey, page 12, you know, page 15. You know, just try something, you know. That's how we see things, me and Daniel. So it's, I hope you guys enjoy too.
Yes, people, we are inviting you to grab a copy all of our Food 101 Volume 1 until 13, because those are the books that only you need to create a delicious food. Available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. And Chefy, speaking of books, I want to promote again my audiobook. And please do grab a copy of my audiobook, people, where it's now one of the bestsellers, Book 101 Review Volume 3. These are available on audiobook, print, from paperback, hardcover, and the digital format. Of course, Earth Fever for my climate change book. It's already available on Audible, people. And please do listen to it, because I work so hard for this. it's hard to edit and record and everything. So please do listen. Of course, my Book 101 Review Volume 2 Selected also is already out for my audiobook. And of course, my Book 101 Review Volume 1 Highly Recommended, and one of my two self-help books, Threads of Existence, Weaving the Tapestry of Life, and of course, Life is Too Short, A Journey of Discovery, Fulfillment, and Joy, available on Audible, people. So, Chefy, what else you can say about focaccia?
Yeah, it's good. What do you want to say?
Che buono!
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's something easy to make at home. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's no hard. So I would suggest everybody try to make it.
Try, yes.
And make it short, you take my recipe, yeah.
Yeah. Grab a copy. And again, people, yes. And people, we are inviting you to visit our official website, www.food101.ca. It's easy and it's a website that gives you information about culinary, how to make you better in the kitchen, tips to make you empower in the kitchen to be a better and best and excellent in cooking, in whatever you are doing in the kitchen. So, Shafi, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Daniel. See you next time, man. American people.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.